Shalom Aleichem and Piaf of 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, Sanhedrin 20a, pagination is 39. We'll start about a third of the way down, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, towards the end of a line. Meis lo meis, if a relative of the king dies, Eina yotze mi pesach palter in shalom, he does not leave the palace. The covered malchus is that he stays in his palace and does not participate in the levaya, in the funeral. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, dissenting opinion here, Im rotza lotzeis achar hamita yotze. If he wants to go after the coffin, he could. Shekei matzinu b'David, we find, for example, by David, Shayotza achar mitasa shal Avner, that he went after the coffin of Avner, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'melech David holech achar hamita, the king David went after the coffin. Amru lei, they said to him back, Lo haya davar lelefayis ha'am, that example of David going out was only to appease the people and doesn't prove anything. So let's point out that, as we've pointed out on many occasions, Maaseh Rav, the behavior of a Rebbe, is sometimes the greatest proof, and sometimes it's very weak. It's the greatest proof because you know that if the Rebbe did it that way, then that's halacha l'maaseh, that's practical, that's the bottom line after all the discussion. That's what we observe. On the other hand, it's very weak because there may have been other considerations that went in to the behavior. And unless the Rebbe taught it to you without qualification, how do you really know that that's the halacha that's binding? And this is an example. David had to deal with what remained of the kingdom of Shaul. Shaul had a son, and that son was supported by Avner the general. And there remained two different kingdoms for a period of time. Yoav, David's general, tricked Avner in a way that he was able to kill him. And just as Avner had come to David to try to make peace and unite the Jewish kingdoms under David, Yoav went ahead and killed Avner. And now they were holding the funeral for Avner. David wants to make it very clear, as the description in the words of the Pasuk, that it wasn't Mehamelech Lahamid es Avner. It was not a directive of David the king to kill Avner. He wanted to make that very clear. And therefore, he purposely went after the coffin and participated in the Levaya to pay tribute to Avner to make it clear that this had nothing to do with him. So, on the one hand, you have a proof that David left the palace and participated in the funeral. On the other hand, your proof is very weak, the other opinion argues, because that was a very specific case. Let's skip down to the second wide line. Dorash Rava, Rava darshand. Maidichziv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Vayavo kalaom lahavro, says David. The people came to serve David food, sudas havra, the meal, after a funeral to those who are grieving. And David was grieving the loss of Avner, even if he's not a relative, but the event of such a great person being killed. So David was grieving, so they came to feed him. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Rava darshins, lahachros, to cut him off, to destroy him. They wanted to kill David. They were so furious with him that he would do such a thing to a general in the Jewish people of the other side. So it says, Lahachros, Rava says. Vikarina Lahavros, but we read it Lahavros. Bitechila Lahachros. So this teaches you that originally they came to destroy David. There was going to be a rebellion. Ulebesof Lahavroso. But afterwards, they calmed down and they fed him food, recognizing that he himself was an Ovel. So you see, certainly from this discussion, that David was on target. There was a big fermenting problem over here with Avner's death, and he had to calm people down and make it clear that he did not direct such a blow to Avner. What's fascinating over here is that in our Navi, we do not have any indication that there's a kri and a ksiv on this pasuk. You'll remember from other discussions that a kri and a ksiv is not a mistake, it's not a copyist's error in Tanakh, it's that the pasuk purposely was written one way because it's conveying to you that that's the appearance, or that's on one level what was happening, but it's read in a different way. The ksiv is one way, the kri is a different way, letting you know that according to our Mesorah, something else is happening over here, and that's the real thing to pay attention to. So if it was true that there was a kri ksiv here, what Rava is saying is that it says lahachros, and that's what the people barging in to David would have been understood to be doing. And then it calmed down, and the reality after the analysis, and they realized it wasn't on David's directive, so the kri is lahavros, they ended up bringing him food and commiserating and trying to bring him comfort. But there's no such kri ksiv. This is a discussion which you'll notice in the margin of the Gemara. They send you to Daf Kuf Gimel. And likewise, the Gilyan HaShas from Rabbi Akiva Eger in Shabbos Nun Hei has a list of examples where it's confusing whether there is or isn't a different version or a different insight as to how to read the pasuk. Coming back to us, and again, we do not have in our Nevi'im any Mesorah that there's indeed a kri and a ksiv here, and the Radak in his Pirish on the Pasuk, which is Shmuel Beis Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Hei, he writes, Anachnu lo mitzanuhu b'shum sefer meduyak asher ra'inu. Any of the accurate Sfarim that we have do not mention such a kri and a ksiv. It's always lahavros that they came in to serve him a sudas havra, to serve him food. I'd like to suggest that perhaps what Rava is doing here is that there was no mesora of a kri and ksiv, but what he's saying is it could just as well be, meaning the style of the two levels of what's happening over here. I want you to understand, Rava said, that when they walked in, it wasn't so clear that they were lahavros to sympathize. On a certain level, they were ready to do a rebellion. And Rava did not necessarily have a kri ksiv, we could suggest, but he's telling you it's working the same way as kri ksiv type style works. Similar to the way that we talk about asmachta and remez and drush, Rava is saying that the play on words, the poetic over here, is that the word lahavros could just as well almost have become a lahachros. Baruch Hashem, things calmed down, it became a lahavros. And that concept that it could just well have been is actually an insight that we could see in the pasuk. Because they came in Pasuk Lamed Hei, Lahavros, to meet David. And David says, I'm not eating today. because of this great loss, I'm not eating. And in Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Navi affirms, Kol ha'am hikiru vayitav be'enehem. The people recognized that David's telling the truth, and it was good in their eyes that indeed the king came clean. But when did he come clean? He didn't come clean. The affirmation is not until after he refused the food that they brought him. And perhaps that's Rava's insight. Rava says when they came in, they still had mixed feelings about this whole story. But when they offered him the food and they saw him refuse it, that's when what could have been a lahachros became a lahavros, and they were only offering him the food without any ill intent. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.